The Guardian.
We just need to clarify these exposures, because it seems a bit strange, because we're seeing a debit, like an asset exposure with iShares and with SocGen, which seems a bit strange, because if one, you know, if they're the two sides of the same trade, I can't understand why we'd have an asset on both sides.
This is what, if you could explain to me what you understand an asset to be.
Well, this is the net value of the unsettled trades. So if you've bought an equity,
yep,
and it's gone up in value,
yep,
you've got a net asset.
Yep.
If you've sold an equity and it's gone down in value,
yep,
got a net asset.
Okay, understood. So
I would expect if you bought
cash P&L, basically.
If you bought from BlackRock and sold to SocGen,
yep,
effectively, then one should be an asset and one a liability.
Yep.
Now we don't have the full sort of trade level granularity in the ledger. So you know, it's possible that we're looking at a mixture of these trades and other trades.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need to understand, you know, whether these exposures are correct, because they may need to make a collateral call from
Yeah.
Limited.
Hi, sorry, what's the gentleman's name?
Hi, Quecker, it's Sean Ryan here, I'm a colleague of Wills and Finance.
Hey.
If these are counterparties of UBS Limited,
yep,
a bank, and if we have exposures to those counterparties, we will need to call collateral against those exposures.
Right.
And before we go and call a lot of collateral, I want to make sure that we A, understand the exposure, and
yeah,
B, we're confident we have it against the right counterparties.
Understood. Okay. I'll come back to you in a few minutes.
Thanks. So you're going to confirm exactly which counterparties are involved and the quantum of the exposure?
Okay. Will do.